I want to tell you, nothing has changed in 2,000 years of church history. The same Jewish leaders, they're mostly Zionists today, who crucified Christ 2,000 years ago, would crucify him again today if they had the opportunity to do it. They hate him as much today as they did 2,000 years ago. They are as opposed to his work, to his teaching, to his people today as they were 2,000 years ago. I want to show you about a 30-second video clip from an interview that a Jewish Zionist author, public speaker, well-known news celebrity, appears on Fox News all the time. This man is regarded as a great hero by evangelical Christians all over America. He's written several best-selling books. He is seen as a champion for the conservative right in our country. He calls himself a conservative. And again, he's adored by professing Christians and preachers all over America. Here's the clip. It's 30 seconds about, and he talks really fast. So, Micah, if you would, who's doing it? You doing it? Who's doing it? Okay, you both are. I want to play it three times. Just, it'll automatically go back to the beginning and just play it three times in a row. Because by the third time, you're going to hear what he said. He talks so fast that if you're not listening carefully, you might miss it the first time he says it. So three times real quick.
You know, from a Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ, I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think he was?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew, and then...
Do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay.
You know, from a Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ, I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think he was?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually... grew, and then...
Do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay.
You know, from a Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ, I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think he was?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew, and then...
Do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay.
Were you able to hear what he said? No, we don't believe in the deity of Christ. He's a Jew that tried to evoke an insurrection against Romans and got killed for his trouble. No, he didn't rise from the dead. Ben Shapiro is a Jewish Zionist blasphemer. A Jewish Zionist blasphemer. A man who hates Jesus Christ as much as his forefathers. Parading around America as a conservative. And Christians and preachers all over America are lauding this man. Extolling him. A blasphemer. A man who mocks our Savior. Denies his deity and with a smirky arrogance in his voice, gloats over his crucifixion. He got what he deserved. But Chuck Baldwin, who teaches from the bottom of my soul, who teaches with every ounce of energy in my being that Jesus Christ is God in flesh, the Son of God, God the Son, who went to a cross and died for our sins, rose from the dead, and is coming again, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That man is ridiculed and mocked. That man is hated by Christians all over America. Why? Because I expose the Zionists for who they are. Amen. Christ rejecting blasphemers. They would rather fellowship with the Ben Shapiros of this world. They would rather partner with the Ben Shapiros of this world. They would rather give their money to the Ben Shapiros of this world than they would the Chuck Baldwins of this world. What is the common denominator in their lives? What is the common denominator in their fellowship? What is the common denominator in their partnership? It's not Jesus. Because Ben Shapiro blasphemes Jesus Christ. It's not Jesus that binds them together. It is Israel, false Israel, that binds them together. I say to you that a blindness has fallen over the Church of America today.